It's AFQ football. I'm really hungover. Joining me and hopefully doing most of the talking, me being John Givens, is Dan Morgan, Chris Walsh, Andy Heaton and Mo Stewart. We're going to go through your questions. It is the day after Liverpool came second in the Premier League, and we've just been slagging off the Gallagher brothers, and it's been quite fun. So, you know, there might be more of that, but who knows. But yeah, your questions have come in. There's lots on the season, lots on next season. But I'll start with Chris. What do you think of the new kit?
I love it. Nice, I really, really like it. I'm a big fan of the pinstripes. I also like the training gear as well. I just think New Balance have been nailing it. Like, not just Liverpool kits, but all around. But yeah, I'm a big, big fan. I think they've been getting progressively better as well. I'm pretty sad that they might sort of wave goodbye to New Balance next season. Well, season after.
Mo?
I do like it. I'm not as obsessed with the kit as some other people, simply because I always know that every time I buy one, it just itches and I can never wear it more than once without actually stinking the place out. But that's a whole other story. But I do really like it. There are some kits that, you know, they tend to kind of transcend just wearing them. Like, I think of the orange one of a couple of years ago. That seemed to kind of like almost inspire certain things in people watching it and the players playing it. So if it does that, then it'll be my favourite kit ever and I'll be hanging it on my wall.
Dear though, isn't it, Andy? Seems to have crept up again.
Yeah, you're telling me, mate, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't have kids, so I don't have this issue.
Yeah, are we getting the kids for holiday again, Daddy? What's that website again in China? I don't know. Yes, they aren't cheap, friggin' hell. But no, I do like them, and I think Chris is right. I think the last three, I could say, you could argue, have been, I wouldn't say classics, but very, very good, especially when you consider what they were born out of, the whole Warrior thing, yeah, when they were essentially shit, yeah, if we're being honest. And it'd be a shame to see them go. I mean, look, I'm from the school of whoever gives us the most money. You know, I'm not bothered. Gans Gear can make our kit, as I said before. I'm not. But be curious what happens to New Balance Football as a brand, because it's kind of anchored. And I agree with you, they have made good kits for other teams, but the whole brand was kind of anchored around having Liverpool. I don't think any of the other deals they have are anywhere near the size or scale, and it'd be interesting to see whether they stick around given what happens to Warrior.